For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Kelly Schultz. Joining me from the BSU women's hockey team is Tina Campa, a junior blue liner out of Maple Grove, Minnesota. And first of all, this last weekend, you had a chance to go back home and play in front of a pretty decent crowd at Ritter Arena. What's it like as a Twin Cities native to play in front of that crowd?
Yeah, it's definitely fun. I grew up going to all those games as a kid, so seeing a lot of kids out there in teams and whatnot just to come out and support them is really awesome, but also bigger than that is just women's hockey in general, especially at the collegiate level. And like I said, being one of those kids and now being on the other side of it is kind of surreal to think about. Like every time I go there, I sit there during the national anthem and I'm like, wow, like that was me. Like that is weird to think about. But it's really cool and it's definitely an honor. And just every time I go there, that's what I try and think about and just channel that and just try and be present and do whatever I can to help us be successful.
You took on the number one Gophers this last weekend despite those two losses. A lot of good things came out of the weekend. What does your team take from a weekend against the top team?
Oh yeah, you can take a lot, good and bad. But obviously, we were able to, you know, see what things we needed to work on. We know we need to play a full 60 minutes. We know that obviously they are the number one team for a reason, like Mac mentioned earlier. But it doesn't mean that we can't skate with them. We proved that a couple of periods there this past weekend, and we just know that it's going to take everything we have. Everybody's A game, and it's going to be grit and determination. And it's good to be the underdog sometimes because, you know, maybe they will overlook us one day. And, you know, I definitely think we can take advantage of that. And just obviously that's a big learning curve. Every time we go there, there's always something we can take from it. And I think that just needs to be our mindset going forward. And I'm excited to have them come here this time. So,
three road trips in a row, two are pretty long trips. How does that affect you as a player, rest-wise, study-wise? How do you plan around all that?
Yeah, you gotta time manage a lot. Know when you need to take care of things. Obviously, deadlines with school, but taking care of yourself as well. Rest and recovery is important, especially at this level. And you know, to be on the road, I think there's pros and cons to it. But in my opinion, I think it's a good thing. You know, we get to be away kind of from school in a way. And once you take care of your studies, you can focus on hockey and just be with the girls. Remember, kind of, you know, road trips are fun. They're supposed to be times you guys can bond and make those funny memories. And you get to have those weird stories you'll be able to talk about for years and years. And I think that's the most important thing. But also remembering, you know, why you're there and being able to play and just have a good time with that.
This weekend you get the Mavericks in Mankato, and they've gotten better over the years, as you know. What's kind of the mindset of your team going into this weekend?
Yeah, we can't take a weekend off or a game off, that's for sure. We know they've been getting better year in and year out, and that's the most important thing is we know that our league continues to get better. But so do we, and that's important too. We just know we need to play a full 60, we need to have a great start, and we need to go down there and take care of business because we can, and we need to do that. So it's just a focus. We need to be able to focus this whole week and know what we're capable of and then go out there and actually do it.
Your fellow blue liner, Mac Lange, scored the lone goal last weekend against the Gophers. What does your defense need to do to get more offense?
Yeah, I know she mentioned earlier having that F3 high when we have back pressure, we're able to transition and, you know, be on offense again, and that's going to be very key. I think that we are a great team when we do have the puck on our stick. We do have that zone time, and us as defensemen are very capable of making plays and even putting it in the back of the net. And obviously, Mac showed that this past weekend, but we can do a lot more of that. I think we can definitely take advantage of that this weekend, and I'm hoping that you'll be able to see a couple more of our names up there this weekend.
That would be awfully nice. I'd love to be able to say your name on the score sheet. You off season got to participate in the Minnesota Whitecaps camp, I understand. Tell us what that experience was like, especially being from the state of hockey.
Yeah, absolutely. It was a great honor. I actually get to work with Winnie Brode Brown, so she was able to, you know, be the one to introduce me to that opportunity. And me and a couple of girls that I've actually grown up with and, you know, play around in the WCHA, we were able to just be a part of that. And obviously it didn't mean anything for us necessarily with free agency and whatnot and signing, but that didn't matter to us. You know, it was fun to be out there and play kind of in a game setting, a little scrimmage here and there and a couple drills, but to be able to play with girls that obviously, you know, haven't played in years at the college level and, you know, to see what that pro level can be like for us if we do choose to go down that path, and just simply another great opportunity to learn from players that clearly have had success where they came from and where they are now, and just to be in the state of hockey and just to play the game of hockey in general. It's a small world out there, but there's so much to learn and great memories to be made.
Tina, I know you've got another year of college hockey left, but do you aspire to play pro?
It's definitely a possibility. I don't know what I will be doing once I graduate. I have thought about playing hockey. I want to coach someday, so it definitely just depends on what opportunities are handed my way, but I'll definitely be thinking about it, so if you're lucky.
What's your major?
My major is psychology, and I'm also getting a coaching certificate.
Good luck this weekend, Tina.
Thank you very much, Kelly.